Okay, today we're learning Daf Lamed Hey on the base of Masech Shabbos. We're holding at the two dots, about 10-12 lines into the page of Lamed Hey on the base. Tad Rabbanan, Sheish Tkios Token Erev Shabbos. They would blow six Tkios on Erev Shabbos. Rishon El Havdil Samim Lach Shabbos Sados. The first Tkios to signify that people should stop working out in the fields. Shni El Havdil Ir Vichanuyos. The second Tkios was to tell people to stop doing work in the city and to stop doing business in the stores. Shlish Is Ladlikas Aner. And the third one is to remind people to light candles. Div Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yudal Anasi Omer Shlishis Lachlot Tfilin. No, the third Tekiah was to tell people to take off their tefillin because you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. And then Vishoa Kedet Tzlias Da Katan. And the fourth one was to tell people to light the Ner. And then the Tokeah would wait the amount of time it takes to roast a small fish. Okede Lahadbik Pas Batana, or the amount of time it takes to put bread in the oven. Vitokeah Maria Vitokeah. And then they would blow another three Tekiahs to be Mavdil Ben Shabbos Luchol. Vishoves. And then we're Shoves, everyone stops doing all Malacha, and we assume that it's already Shabbos. Amrav Shimon Gamliel, Man Nasalem LeBavliim, what are we going to do to these Babylonians, Shetok Namriin, Vishovsin, Mitoch Shemriin, Mitoch Mariin, that in the Tkios that are Mavdil between Shabbos and Chol, they're Tokea Maria, and then there are Shoves, Mitoch Mariin, Token Mariin, what, they only do Tkio Trua, Havaluhu Chamisha, then it would only be five blasts, Elish Shetokin, Vichosin, Vitokin, Umariin, Vishovsin, Mitoch Mariin. They also blow six blasts, but the trua that was the last one, and that's where they're shoves. Not the way we had it, that the tekiah is the last one. So Rav Shimon Gamliel proves from there, says that this is the minig of the Bavliim, minig of Asayim Biyadein. What do you mean? What do you do with them? They're following their own minig. That's the way they blow the shofar on Erev Shabbos. Masni le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yitzchak Barei Shnia le Hadlikas Aner. Rabbi Yehuda taught Rabbi Yitzchak his son that the second tekiah was to remind people to light candles. Kiman, who's that following like? Lok Rabbi Nassim. It's not like Rabbi Nassim said the third one is to remind people to light candles. Lok Rabbi Danasi. Nor is it like Rabbi Danasi. So it's the fourth one that reminds people to light candles. El Shlish Is Ladlikas Aner. Kiman ki Rabbi Nassim. So it must be the girsa in the price should be that the third one is to remind people to light candles, and that indeed follows Rabbi Nassim. Talking about Rabbi Shmuel, sheish tekiyos token erev Shabbos. There are six tekiyos that we blow on erev Shabbos. His chilut called tekiyah rishon. As soon as they start the first tekiyah, nimnu om the masada milador milachrosh milasos kol milach shabbosados. As soon as they blow the first tekiyah, all the people in the field stop plowing and they stop doing all the work that they do in the field and they start coming back toward the city. Veiner krovim rashoy likanes atchiyavo ruchokin viyikansu kulam keechad. The people in the fields that are closer to the city are not allowed to enter the city until the people in the more distant fields come closer so that they can all go in together. And that way, people are not going to be choshed, the people who come last, that they continue to work through the sound of the tekiah. Because no one realizes when people start walking into the city who came from nearby and who came from a distant place. So we want everyone walking in together so that it appears that everyone stopped working at the same time. But still, these stores were open and the trisim were placed over these pegs where they would sell all sorts of spices and other things on Erev Shabbos. So it was like the stores were open. Then they would blow a second tekiah. They would close up, they would shutter up the shops, they would close up the stores, but there was still food cooking on the pot. There was munachas al gabe kira, there were pots on the pot. His chulit kot kiyah shlishis, they would blow the third kiyah, chilek hamasalek, they would remove the pots, vihit min amatmin, and they would do whatever atmana, they would insulate whatever they needed for the next day, vihidlik hamadlik, and they would light the neros vishok, they'd see us dakot, and they would wait the amount of time that it takes to roast a small fish, ok de lahadbik pas betanor, or the amount of time it takes to put dough in the oven, v'tokeya Maria, v'tokeya v'shoves, and they'll blow tkiya trut kia, and they would stop doing malacha. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chinin, shamati she'im bala hadlik achar sheish tkiyos madlik, that if someone wants to be madlik after six tkiyos, he can do so. Shari nasru chacham shir l'chazan ha'knesses l'holich shofar l'beiso, because they give a little leeway for the person who's blowing the tkiyos to have time to bring his shofar back home. Amar lo, so he said to him, im kain, if they really gave that leeway, nasata dvarech l'shiurit, so then it's you're really leaving it up to everybody, that sometimes, meaning it's going to be a different amount of time, depending on the community, depending on where the tokeya lives. If he lives right near the spot where he's blowing the tekiah, so then you don't really have very much leeway. If he lives further away, then you'd have a lot more leeway. Elamokam tsnoi yesh l'chazan ha'knesses barosh gago, shesham aniach shofaro. It has to be that he has a place right near where he blows the shofar that he could put away a shofar, and it doesn't take any time at all. And therefore, there really is no leeway whatsoever. The reason he couldn't carry it on Shabbos is l'fishein metaltin lo esa shofar v'lo esa chatzotzos. You're not allowed to be metaltal even in Rosh Hashayachid a shofar or chatzotzos because it's mukta. V'atanya shofar metaltal, but the Brisa tells us that a shofar can be moved because it can be used to carry water. V'chatzotzos ain't a metaltal. It's only chatzotzos that are only meant for tekios, that are only meant as a musical instrument, and that's a klisha melachta liyisr, and that would therefore be mukta. But don't you see that a shofar can be carried, can be moved on Shabbos as long as you're in a Rosh Hashayachid? I'm Rav Yosef Lokasha, kan biyachid, kan betzibur. The brisa that allows it is talking about a yachid. The brisa that asr is by a tzibur. A yachid is allowed to be metalta l'shofar, by a tzibur, it's asr. And we're going to have to explain why that would be the case, that there's a difference between a yachid and a tzibur. So you know what, maybe we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up on the very bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis.